One. We're back to Neil Haley Show. My guest is again co-host, guest. My first, my guest host is author of the Hollow Man series, best-selling author, and also he is owner of Seniors Publishing, Paul Hollis. Paul, how are you? And who's our guest today?
Our guest today, we're really lucky to have Lisa here, Lisa Montez, and she is a great, great author. And we're going to find out all about her today.
Thanks for coming, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Lisa. Let's talk about specifically how you became an author. Tell us the story.
Well, it all started when I was 13. I read a story that my older sister had written about going to visit her grandpa over the summer. It was such a heartwarming story. I wanted to write just like her. So over the years, I started writing poetry and short stories, but the novel has always been something I wanted to write. So in 1999, a friend of mine told me that a romance novel based on real life experience would be a great idea. So I set out to do that. But then I hit a roadblock of sorts when I realized I didn't know the structure of how to put a novel together. And it wasn't until I saw a headline online that said what most writers don't know that authors know. That it was like a secret that authors know that other writers don't know about. It was the three-act structure. And I read the whole book, and then it was this, my story started to click. And I gave it to a professor of mine who read part of what I had written, and he said, you know, it might sound even better with some fantasy in there. And then the whole thing I saw it in my head and I started writing, and
there you go. And it happened. And what do you think are the biggest challenges of writing a book once you figured that out?
Well, sticking with it. There were times, there are going to be times when you just want to put it down. And when the story is there, but you don't know what you want to happen next. And you have to take some time away from it because life happens. Career. Family. There was one point that I had written a large amount of brand new material. My computer went on the fritz and I lost that.
Oh,
I had to start over completely. And at that point, I put it down and thought I'd never go back to it. But then somebody at work told me, you're going to go back to it. You will eventually. And I did. I finished it. But that would be, those things are the most challenging.
Yeah, and that's definitely a situation. Go, Paul, your question.
No, I was going to say that is really frustrating. I was going to say, can you tell us more about the book that you finally ended up with there?
Yes, it's about Tora. She sets out to find the truth about her parents and discovers a family secret that goes back to the Magi.
Okay. Great, great, great. Excellent. Go ahead.
Yes, continue, Lisa. So why Magi? What was the reason you put these characters and this all together into one?
Well, I wanted it based on, she was the main character, and there are two sidekick characters that go along with her. She's called the Triunifier, and she is tasked with bringing down, first finding they each have a magical gem. She has the purple gem, a sapphire. Kyle has the blue sapphire, and John has the yellow sapphire, or Sorry, I'm getting it all mixed up. She has the purple, Kyle has the yellow, and John has the blue. And they each have different magical functions. And long ago, the yellow sapphire was stolen by the Black Mamba. They needed to get that back. In order for them to bring him down, they all need their gems. So they had to first get him the yellow sapphire back, and then they had to find the different parts of the Tri-Unix, because the Tri-Unix is what was essential in bringing down the Black Mamba, because without it, he's a shapeshifter and he has magical powers of his own, and that's the only way to bring him down. So, but the gems come into play when the Magi was, after they, on their return home from seeing Jesus in his manger, an angel gave them a box that had these three sapphires in it. So they each took their sapphires and went back home. They're from this place called Sheer, and they, over the years, their descendants would be bequeathed this gemstone. Well, along the way, the yellow one was stolen by the Black Mamba. So that's how he ended up with that. And then the story goes from
Oh,
there.
wow. And people definitely
Great.
got to go purchase the book to learn more about it. Lisa, where can they go? Do you have a website people can go to?
They can go to my website at lmmontez777.com. It's right there on the front page, a link to the Amazon link for that first book. Now, at the end of that book, I'm not going to say what the ending is.
You don't want to do that. No.
No, but the second book picks up with Kyle, who was a side character in the first book, is now the main character in the second book.
Oh, great. What is the name of the first book?
The Veil of Time.
Veil of Time. Great. Okay. Excellent.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming by. It was great information, Lisa, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.